Good morning. Joining us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good Wednesday morning, Judy.
Hey, happy Wednesday, David.
Well, and on this Wednesday, it could be a happy thing. We're looking at the Capital Region, looking to take home hundreds of millions of dollars as part of two competitions for state economic development funding. Tell us about this.
Yes, the Regional Economic Development Council Awards and the Upstate Revitalization Initiative Awards will both be announced Thursday morning at the Hart Theater down at the Empire State Plaza in Albany. The Capital Region's Economic Development Council is competing against the state's nine other regions for a portion of about $750 million. It's also vying against six upstate regions for another pot of money. That's $500 million. New this year are the Upstate Revitalization Initiative Awards. Seven regions are competing for $1.5 billion in state aid, with three regions to be chosen and awarded $500 million each over 5 years. Capital Region's plan for the Upstate Regional Revitalization Initiative centers around five clusters or ideas. They're high-tech, urban revitalization, entrepreneurship, transportation, and higher education. As part of the initiative, the region is looking to invest in the Port of Albany, for example, and the Port of Queens. They'd also like to expand services by the Capital District Transportation Authority. The Mohawk Valley, which is a separate region, they would like to invest $500 million if they receive it in science, technology, engineering, and math industries, agribusiness, and tourism. The Regional Economic Development Council Awards are in their fifth year. The state's 10 regions are seeking a chunk of $750 million in state funding available as part of the competition. And last year's Economic Development Council Awards, the Capital Region received $60 million in state aid for 93 projects. There's a whole list of projects all the different regions are looking for. They're available for people to look on the website. And so this is announced on Thursday, 10:30, Hart Theater. We'll see who the big winners will be.
You'll be there, we'll be there, and we'll be reporting those winners, of course. Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. And Judy, we thank you.